there's been, as long as you've been around and I've been around, the players on teams that you love them when you're when they're yours, and you hate them when they're not, be it Dale Hunter or whoever it was over the years. Where does Sam fit in that group of guys?
I don't think even close. Like, we're six games into the playoffs, and he took a puck outside the crease, and now he's a villain. But I expected that when I got up this morning. It just still surprises me, fellas. Like, I mean, there were far more egregious collisions in that game last night, but we won't be talking about those, I would imagine, today. No, it doesn't. I'm actually not upset about it. I'm really not. I know, you know what you're getting this morning. I know where this is going. Honest to God, I mean, I've seen every hit that Sam Bennett's thrown since he was 12 years old on TV this morning. I get it. Go ahead, run with it. We're good. Puck's going to drop.
Well, good morning, everybody. That's tonight, game two. Toronto and the Florida Panthers, and all anybody's talking about is Sam Bennett. Sam Bennett is all of a sudden the worst human being. They loved him, by the way, when Canada was playing the USA, and he was one of their stars. But right now, they're not happy. And by the way, they won the first game. It'd been one thing they lost. They won the game, and they are making him out to be a villain. I mean, just the worst. You heard Coach right there, Paul Maurice, asked about it yesterday. I knew it. He's going to wake up to this, and the history lesson, the history channel of hockey up here, and the Sam Bennett hits, and going back a couple of years ago, and we're going to go through this whole thing. All I know is for those of you that will be going Friday or Sunday to games 3 and 4, I hope when you see Sam Bennett, you give him a standing ovation for his toughness, the way he plays the game. That's all we ask about. That's all we talk about around here. Oh, we want more aggressive, physical, passionate teams, man. And Sam Bennett is one of those guys that's helped this thing since he's been here. Has been a really, really good player. And Toronto and their media and everybody else and their fan base is like they want him suspended. You know, I've looked at it. We're going to have Jeff Rimmer, who's been around, former play-by-play guy for the Panthers for a long time, 20 years with Columbus as well. He's been up in Canada. He's worked everywhere. I'm really curious to hear what he thinks about the hit. And by the way, I do give everybody credit, but they've really downplayed the Reinhardt fastball that hit Stolarz in the head. Shaking it off, and I saw the comments, and even the guy who makes a decision – was a former Florida Panther, and they're getting on him for that. Like, he, like, oh my God, this is one of the greatest reaches of all time. It really is. I mean, we've seen some hits now. We've seen some hits in that first round. And I thought some of them were like, yeah, borderline cheap shots are going, no, this is hockey. That thing, that's not even in the. Now, looking, I still believe, and I'm not a doctor, and I'm not going to play one again today on the whole concussion thing. Just because we live concussions down here with another one of our football teams. And I know how conservative we are now when a guy gets one. I mean, we feel like we're being watched by the world when somebody gets a concussion, starting with your quarterback. So I see Reinhardt throw the fastball. I don't know what the speed was. And again, the goalie didn't see it. Stolarz didn't see it, gets hit in the head, shaking his head, adjusting his mask, putting it back on. And they did close-ups of him. And I'm thinking at that point, again, because if you're a fan or you've been down here, you see how we look at concussions now. And I'm like, man, he doesn't look right. Like, how come they're not at least taking a second to check him out? I'm not saying they have to kick him out of the game or you're done for the day. I get it. Hockey is a tough game. And those guys want to play, and they would have been upset. But they did admit, yeah, that could have had something to do with the second hit. The second one just could have been icing on the cake. He could have been had a concussion before. Again, we don't know. But anyway, hey, the good news is, he was back with his team. Hell, they're saying there's a chance he might play. By the way, if he plays in this game, after everything we saw, throwing up on the stretcher, going to the hospital to get checked out, back with his team the next day, eating lunch. If he plays, I'm going to be shocked. I don't want to hear the hockey say anything about safety at all.
Well, he got the same treatment Josh Allen got.
Yeah, but Woody, for the most part, again.
It's a weird deal, by the way. But he I watched that replay 50 times, Joe. And it's just, it's weird. Like, I actually thought there was going to be discipline. The outrage was so intense. And maybe that's just because the Canadian hockey fans are so passionate.
Well, that's the number one market.
The
right
outrage
there.
Was just like, it was unreal. They made this guy out to be the ultimate villain. And I saw, like, people were basically calling for his head.
Yeah. Oh, no. They wanted him.
They wanted him out for the year. They suspend this guy for the rest of the playoffs.
Well, they were on this, like, he's not going to get suspended. And everybody's been telling us for 2 days, he ain't getting suspended for that now. That's not, I don't know if they're going to take money from him, but he's not getting suspended. And so anyway,
good job by the coach, by the way, trying to shut that down, because this could become a distraction and they need to get this game tonight.
Oh, I don't think they're worried about that.
They got to get this one tonight, though, or they're in a little bit of trouble here.
I just think, I don't know about that. This team, I've learned not to say that the way they've come back.
You still don't want to go down, though.
No, no,
I get that hole and have
nobody
to
wants,
be
nobody
a
wants
lot
to
of pressure to win both
yeah,
at home.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I'm with you on that. But I just feel like they're more worried up there about this. You forgot they won the game 5-4. They are up one game to none. It's like they're really pissed because they might have to play with their backup goalie. And so anyway, this thing is going to be interesting tonight. But boy,
yeah, if he plays, it would be bizarre.
Sam Bennett, yeah,
that would be the fastest recovery we've seen.
By the way,
outside of Josh Allen,
it'd be really. Yeah, but Josh Allen, right from the start, came out and just, like, we've seen the guys. Edelman did the same thing in the Super Bowl. He got the crap knocked out of him. He's there, and he's like, I ain't coming out of this game. Are you kidding me? I know I probably just got a concussion, but my ass, I know what this feels like. Like most guys, I'll be all right in a second. And he did. He came back and he was playing.
I don't know if you think that's admirable or it's tough or whatever, but it's really obviously, we know now it's very dangerous to do that.
If you've got a guy that says, I'm fine, you're wasting my friggin' time. I'm fine. This is not a concussion. And like, he passed all the tests there. He fakes his, you know, whatever. I don't know, but.
Until someone takes another hit in the head and then it becomes really serious.
Yeah. Well, Josh Allen didn't take another one. He still had missed a game. Yeah. No, it's there. Hey, everybody's different on these concussions, right? We see some guys get them and. As we know.
Well, I think most doctors would say worse. Once you get one, it's not ideal to get another one right after.
Well, yes.
I think most doctors would probably be in agreement on that one.
I don't know who told our guys that last year, like, oh, no, if Tua takes the full year off, he should be fine. They should be gone. And you're like, what doctor told you that? That's the first thing I heard from a doctor. Like, I'd love to know what doctor told Chris Greer, no, he'll be fine. He just needs to rest all off season. And the brain will heal from what they know. And I was like, and I'm like everybody else, like, yeah, usually if you start getting concussions and you stay in the same field, they don't seem to go away. But I don't know. Chris obviously is meeting with doctors, and he got a different story. Anyway.
A lot of people thought they knew best with Tua, though, too, right? I remember all the people that were like, he needs to retire. They said, like, you know, we were villains for saying he should do what he wants because he's a grown-up. There were a lot of people that were kind of all over the map on that one, remember?
Yeah. Well, he did say.
The amount of people that wanted him to retire was like.
Everybody.
And maybe it's because you think he sucks. I don't know where people really.
It wasn't suck. I mean,
can't imagine people really care that much.
Bo and those guys and people that have kids, like, what is he doing? They're like, you need to stop playing. And he comes out. He was all fired up when the media's, you know, saying, hey, guys, listen, it's my choice. I met with everybody. I know the risk, and I want to play. And I'm going to keep playing. And guess what? I'm going to be back in 2025 after what just happened.
I always thought when we talked about it, I always thought it was tougher to just for someone at that level of an athlete to walk away. And you would know better than I would because you were around a guy that was an elite.
It's hard to walk away. Like, it was like, hard for him
I'm
to
guessing,
walk
Marino,
away.
Like if it was a head thing, whatever it was, like you would have had to drag his ass out of there.
Dan Marino in the same situation would have kept playing.
Yeah, because those guys get to an elite level and you know, let's say two is at an elite level, but the guy's worked his entire career to get there, and it's not as easy to walk away as I think
Tom
people
Brady.
Just said. Like,
Tom Brady didn't have to keep playing. He wanted to keep playing. He goes, I love playing. Hell, I thought he was going to play another year. Once
he looks like he could play
over,
now, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does, by the way. Talk about staying in great shape.
I wonder where if he played right now, he just came, jumped out of the broadcast booth and played right now, how good he'd be.
I don't know.
Would he be a top 10 quarterback?
I don't know.
It's funny to see.
About 46, 47. I know,
but.
Got to be on the right.
His arm's still got to work, right?
Yeah. Got to be on the right.
The only
team.
One I ever saw whose arm just died was Peyton Manning.
He had arm problems, yes.
Man, that guy's arm just, it just was not there
anymore.
And
he still won with that bad arm. Yeah. He won a friggin' Super Bowl with that team they had. So, anyway, hey, we got a lot of stuff going on. We'll get into a lot of Dolphin stuff today. Marlins, by the way. Kind of a nice win for the Marlins in 10 innings last night. And Freeman and Ohtani go deep again, both two of their star players both hit home runs last night, and the Marlins overcome that. Still get a 5-4 win in 10 innings. They'll wrap up their homestand today, 4:40 start. And then we got all the other stuff, plenty. And by the way, one of the greatest playoff choke jobs I've ever seen last night was in that Cavs game. Cavs now down 2-0. You want to talk about in trouble. The Pacers now go home for the next two games. Pacers get two on the road against Cleveland, who was shorthanded, had some guys out. But they were up 20 points, up 14 in the fourth quarter, and up 7 with a minute left, and lost the friggin' game. Not in overtime. They lost in regulation last night. They did everything wrong. Turned it over, missed free throws, terrible, awful. Couldn't get a rebound. Guys didn't block out at the free throw line. It was terrible. It was truly, for a team that won, had the second best record, I believe, in the NBA in the regular season, one of the greatest choke jobs I've ever seen for a team that good. 64-18, and Tyrese Haliburton hits a three-point winner with no time, and that's it. Incredible. I mean, everything had to go wrong, and that was a choke job.
Can I ask you a quick question here this morning?
I'm not big on choke jobs. That was a choke job.
I kind of brought it back here, and I noticed that the Heat lost by, by 150 points over two games or something.
Yeah.
And the Pacers have handled that team for two games now. Does that raise a little bit of extra concern that the Heat are farther away from?
Yeah, they're far away.
What we thought, maybe. Like,
they are far, far away.
The Cavs looked unbeatable.
Wait a second. You follow basketball and go to it.
I do.
They're far away. They have never been this far away. It's been a long time since somebody can just say, they are far away.
Yep.
Whatever they're going to say.
I was just looking through Twitter. I saw Barry said, he goes, man, the Heat lost by 100 and whatever it was in two games at home.
Set some record for their four losses total for amount of points to lose.
What did they lose the last game by, 55 or something?
Yeah. Well, 55 and 37, right?
Something like that. But like it's just very concerning to see the Pacers – go in there and win a couple when you just got, absolutely smashed by those
guys.
They
were shorthanded. They were up 20. Then they're up 14 in the fourth.
Yeah.
And then late in the game, it's 119-112 with 47 seconds left. Like, great teams don't, at home, up 7 with 47 seconds, you're getting ready to shoot free throws to win it. They're going to start having to foul you because they're running out of time. And it never got to that. You couldn't get the ball in. You bad passes. It was like.
Well, let me just throw this at you, too. The Cavs have now lost a couple of games, and the Thunder have lost a couple of games. Or have lost one. So those two teams that were the regular season champions.
Well, let's see
The Cavs look like they're toast.
Let's see. Well, they're going
to. Don't they?
They're going to get some guys back this next game. But listen, you're down
two. They look
two.
Like they're in trouble.
You're down two, and I'm
both
guessing
at home.
Pacers are thinking, let's just get one, and put ourselves in really good shape because we don't think they can beat us three. No, they're in great shape.
Who's
no
the, who's the best team for you right now in each conference? This it's really tough right now, isn't it?
It is. It is wide open. It is wide open.
Do you give the Nuggets the nod over there? No,
no, I'm not buying the Nuggets. Okay. Nope. And by the way, Minnesota.
Oh, my God.
I know one thing.
Well, they score 80
the
points
guy that's supposed
night?
To be one of the greatest players in the game.
Ant-Man.
His coach called his ass out last night.
Yeah.
And said, hey, what's going on? Man, I'll tell you what, playoffs are a little different in the regular season, aren't they?
At least you didn't bring up Jimmy early this morning.
No.
That one stings. That still stings.
Hey, they're winning defensively. They're key. They're shutting teams down in the 80s now. All right, hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. What a choke job last night. And I'm very careful, man. I hate when everybody throws, oh, he choked. And, like, that was a choke job last night. Up 7 for a team that won so many games to fall apart at home. At home, up 7 with 40-something seconds left. That's hard to do. I'll tell you what's not hard to do. Stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers and see the great products they have right now, man, in the SUV family and the truck family. If you're getting up early and you're going, God, it's funny he said that. We're just starting to look around for a new SUV or a new truck. Boy, we got them, man, and we are really proud of what we have. And I'm just going to mention quickly, I do love my new Tahoe and the Suburban I haven't had. But if you got a big family, you need room. You can't go wrong with a Tahoe or a Suburban at the top of the SUV family. But let's get into the midsize, the all-new Equinox. Boy, it is sweet. Got everything you want and a fantastic look. Always start with the look. Chevy's got that part figured out. Boy, the 2025 Traverse, wow. Spacious, comfortable, with a fantastic look and plenty of room for you and your family and all the cargo they might have. Turbocharged 2.5-liter engine. Gets even better performance. I'm telling you right now, let's get over the legendary trucks. I always say this. They make a truck that's absolutely perfect for your lifestyle. Let's talk to the folks out there that need that truck to work. That truck, that Silverado truck is how you work. And you put a lot of pressure on your truck. You need a strong engine. Well, they got choice of 4 strong options, each one delivering commanding power with roll-formed high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, 12 standard tie-downs, the hardest working bed in the business, helps conquer your toughest jobs. Hey, you work tough every day, sometimes 7 days a week. You need a durable truck. Silverado is there for you. 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
Tyreek being Tyreek is getting a little bit tiresome, I think, to some people. Now, I'm not saying that we should make a huge deal out of this. I was sort of waiting for the caveat of, well, no, I'm not going to include my own quarterback here. I didn't hear it. This is another situation where I think that this team wants to get rid of distractions, and they want Tyreek Hill to be the teammate that he was when he talked glowingly about Tua and the comparison that you just made, that he made to Patrick Mahomes, where people sort of raised their eyebrows and said, there's no way you actually mean that. And now we want to look at him and say essentially, there's no way you actually mean this. If Tyreek Hill does want out of Miami, as suggested earlier this season, which he then walked back, he is doing himself no favors, because all that he's doing is sending messages to potential suitors that this is how he's going to act at some point in time when he plays for them. I will say the Dolphins still believe he is incredibly talented and warrants the type of respect that they give him. But man, it's got to get tiresome at some point.
All right. You're right, Jeff Darlington. It wears your ass out, man. It is unbelievable. I couldn't believe the amount of people yesterday being out and about a little bit, trying to figure that one out. And, of course, all the people now writing articles, and this is way of getting out. And, yeah, I said it is amazing when you have 81 catches for 959 yards and 6 touchdowns. You don't mention your quarterback. The year before, when you have 119 catches, almost 1,800 yards and 13 touchdowns, and you're named the best player in football, then Tua is your guy. He and your former quarterback are the two best in the business. It's just, I know everybody's been.
You don't think it's code for trying to get out, right? Because
no.
Tyreek, I think.
You're giving him way too much credit.
Yeah, if he wanted out, I think he knows the way.
Yeah.
He's not shy.
Right. Right. No, no. If he, I do, it's a good point. If Tyreek really wanted out, he could act like Jalen Ramsey probably and get out if that's what he wants. I do think he wants to be here. I just don't think he can help himself. I just think he needs, and if he can't, he's had to tone it down a little bit in part of his life now with what's going on and what we call an ugly divorce. For those of you that have been through ugly divorces, I think he's had to be careful on that one. But I just don't think he can help himself with the other stuff. What's he going to say next?
Isn't bad, though. It's just, it's stupid. It's not, but it's not like what he did before. It's not harmful. Like,
no.
There's no police involved. But it's just dumb. Like, why would you give a list of top quarterbacks and not put your guy in there?
I don't know. Or by the way, just say, hey, my guy's one of them, but I'm going to name some other guys or something. And everybody gets it. So I had.
But then you put a slappy like Baker Mayfield in there. That's kind of the the slap in the face, isn't it?
You can say whatever you want, but Baker Mayfield played every frigging game and threw 40 touchdowns
and went to playoffs.
So I don't want to get in. I'm trying really hard not to do lists. I've done lists my whole life on best quarterbacks and all that stuff. And who do you rank? And I remember it was Montana and Elway and Marino. I really don't want to do that.
And it's stupid because there's a lot of guys that deserve to be in consideration.
But
right?
All I know is, you have to have a great relationship, quarterback and wide receiver. They do. And they come from all different backgrounds, whether they come from Alabama, Hawaii. They come from everywhere. And you play together, and you build up chemistry and camaraderie, and you're on the same page. You get to know each other. And this just makes it difficult. And by the way, I get it, man. There's nobody listening to us right now putting two in the top five quarterbacks after last year. Nobody. He missed six games. Numbers were down. Yeah, everybody knows that. We didn't make the playoff. Everything, right? And, you know. But shouldn't come from your wide receiver. Should not come from him, especially after the year he just had, because it looks like frustration and disappointment. I mean, listen, it was ugly. The fourth quarter of the game and everything else has been ugly. It just has. And I know everybody's been going through the history line of Tyreek, and I don't care. I just think this doesn't help what they're trying to build up over there. They are trying. Mike is all about camaraderie and chemistry and not being a hard ass, obviously, you know, and people are hoping he's not going to be the substitute teacher and everybody walks all over him. Or certain guys, not every guy does. A lot of guys know the right things to do. A lot of guys on that team did the right things last year, but they did have a few guys that walked all over the head coach. They did. They showed him no respect by being late. That's all that is. Forget your teammates, your coach, man, who, you know, wants to be and thinks there's a better way to do it with all this positive reinforcement no matter what and all these things. But I got to tell you, man, Tyreek, and he is really good, he just needs attention. He wears you out. I don't think sometimes he does things, and I don't think he, like, oh, that probably wasn't a good move. Like, you know, he just at any time is liable to say something, whatever kind of mood he's in. And it makes it hard. On what they're trying to build back, it makes it really hard. And so that now became a topic yesterday for the NFL here with mini camps and OTAs. Mini camps getting ready here soon and OTAs right now. And guys are back together. And Mike's done a good job. He got everybody there. Everybody that they want is there. Meaning Jalen Ramsey, I'm guessing, is not working out with the team after he's been told they don't want him. Or he's told them he doesn't want them. But I don't know. People ask me, hey, you think they said something to him? You think Mike and Chris said something to him? I don't know. But if I had to give an answer, no. They're hoping it just kind of goes away and players will take care of it. But This goes back to the captain thing, too. This kind of stuff just really makes it hard for the guys that are the leaders on that team. I can go through the leadership guys that now that Teron and Calais, who I thought were the frontline leaders, but Alec Ingold. I mean, you can go through a whole list of guys and Zach Sealer and, you know, Tua. Still Tua's team. But this stuff really makes it hard. It just, you know, Tua's trying to get healthy and try to figure out. He wants to be great. He's doing everything. The last thing he wants to hear, as they've had a few months off now and getting back to work, is his wide receiver in a roundabout way disrespecting him by doing that list. Now, Tua knows he's not a top five quarterback. He can't be a top five quarterback and miss six games and throw a whole lot of short passes last year. He knows that. I mean, we all have, you know, no matter how much people around us stroke us, we, at some point you look in the mirror when nobody's with you, right? You're by yourself sometimes in the bathroom, in the mirror, and you can see, and you know, and he's disappointed. He said that, I'm disappointed I let these guys down missing six games. But the last thing you need to do is hear from your receiver, who, by the way, was not perfect. And that Houston game, I thought, really felt maybe set a little tension when Tyreek came out. Remember that? I'm not practicing enough. My timing's off. And I'm like, dude, you can practice anytime you want. They're just offering the day off because to keep your legs because of sports science. But, you know, you can tell sports science and all those other people and the coach, you know what? I need to practice today. I need to get timing. You can't come out after a game where you and your quarterback aren't on the same page. And do you remember Tua came out and said, yeah. He says to Tyreek, hey, I'll throw anytime you want to throw. Don't be throwing that, oh, I got too much time off now. Oh, no, we'll throw anytime. My arm can go anytime. You let me know in your legs. When your 30-year-old legs feel like it, we'll throw.
Don't you want to hear something good come out of Miami Gardens? I mean, man, just something that, like, gives you a little bit of optimism going into the season, because this thing just seems like it's on track to derail. Well, right? Like, I don't know, Joe, like, how the equation is going to come together here where this thing is going to be somewhat successful.
I think they're still going to win. I don't think they're going to win five or six games. I know a lot of you do. But I do worry about when things head south, because they're going to go through tough times.
Yeah,
Something's going to happen. And when you lose a game or two in a row, that's when I'm curious
but
how the character
thing.
Of this team. And by the way, you're going to be looking for your best players. We're not going to be talking about the new players or the good players on the team. You're going to be looking at the stars of the team going, hey, man, you guys are going to be able to get them out. And one of the stars is a guy that I don't trust when things aren't going well. And that's Tyreek Hill. Do you trust him?
Did they make any additions to this team that you're looking at and you're like, that will make us a better football team? Or was it more that they just lost players? And now, obviously, Jalen Ramsey, I think you're putting him in the lost category, right? Like, he goes in he's essentially not on the team.
I just tell you this, Woody. Yes, I don't think he's going to be back. But that is one of the great head-scratching, to give a guy an extension less than a year ago for 2 years for a lot of money. And now year two, we find out before the draft. I'm sure they've been working on it. I mean, it is capital D for dysfunction. Like, so you didn't know whatever it is about him that you've been turned off on, or he's turned you off or whatever. You didn't have an idea this might happen?
No, they found out the week before the draft, apparently.
Anyway, look at man.
What did they do? Because we went through this last season, right? And we sat here before the season, and you said they were going to be good and whatever. And I said, well, Joe, they've lost more than they've gained in the offseason. And it feels like, once again, they have lost more than they have gained in the offseason, unless you look at it differently.
Well, they got a lot of guys that they're counting on, and it's risky, but they're counting on two injured guys or two key guys of this whole thing at defensive end, going to be 100% coming back, Ramsey and Chubb to come back. They're counting on some young defensive linemen to play at a high level with their really, really good defensive line coach, one of the best in the business. And but yeah, there's some pretty obvious holes to me in this team that weren't around last year. The secondary scares me a little bit. Secondary should scare everybody a little bit. As good as a coach is, and that defensive coordinator is really good. Anthony Weaver is really freaking good at what he does. But no matter how good you are, they're not a coach in professional sports or college sports says you still need players, man. I can put you in a good system, but you still need really good players, smart players, guys I can trust and guys that can make plays. So we'll see. We'll see. By the way, the Vegas has spoken, and Vegas got the Dolphins at 8.5 wins, 8-9. And by the way, I listened to all these guys going, yeah, they're 8 or 9 team win. They could win 7. They could win 10. They're in that, but there's a lot of people. I see the Patriots now were 7.5 wins after 4 last year.
Did the Patriots jump the Dolphins in your mind?
Yeah, they.
Hey, but I will tell you, no team gets hyped like the New England Patriots. Especially at the quarterback position. Man, everyone's the next Brady over there.
Hey, listen.
They did it with Mac Jones. They're doing it with this guy.
Their quarterback, year two, I think he's going to be really good, but you got to do it.
More get rid of Tyreek text, by the way, this morning.
Well, it just counts on how big a deal, like you said, how
and get
big
rid of
a deal
him now.
That is.
And, they're all in on Tyreek.
He could be, so I heard this a lot yesterday, including somebody over there, because I call. And by the way, no matter how much you try to block stuff over there, I still get stuff. So just so I let everybody know, no matter how much you try to block stuff from me, it's okay. It's fine. But I want to say this. I keep hearing he's just trolling people, man, and people fall for this stuff. I go, is that your take on this? He likes to troll people like fans and stuff? That's your take on doing a 5 quarterback? You think he called 2 ahead of time and go, hey, 2. Hey, man. Hey, lefty. Just want to let you know I'm gonna come out with 5 quarterbacks and you're not going to be on the list, man, just to get everybody going, right? So they'll be mad at me. I don't know. What the hell is that? What the F are we doing, man?
It becomes exhausting, right? As a fan of this team, it becomes exhausting. Jeff said it. Everyone said it. It's just tiring.
Yeah, I use the word he. I'm exhausted.
Because this is what
we do
every offseason.
The OTA idea is really good, and the team really pushed hard. Hey, man, we need you guys here. It's not mandatory. It's voluntary. But, man, it would be great. We got a great facility. You know that. So there's no reason. We got great people. We're going to do a lot of work. It's going to be cool. It's going to be a good environment. And so I got in. He got everybody in, man. His players, his leaders did it. They got everybody to show up for the most part to these things. And then, like shut up and let's just do it. Like, don't – there's no reason for – a running back to say, or a wide receiver or a quarterback to say anything. Just do your work, man. It's a quiet time to get to know all your guys. Go out and have a beer or a smoothie now, a health shake or something, whatever the
you
hell
a smoothie
they do
guy?
Now. I don't know. It used to be beers after practice.
Now, though, are you a smoothie guy? You like smoothies?
I don't know. You're changing topic. I'm getting late here.
I love Smoothie King.
I do too, man.
Smoothie King rules.
I love Smoothie King.
Isn't it good?
I went chocolate banana the other day.
Really?
Yeah, a big boy,
I usually
boy
go
too.
Straight fruit. Yeah, I never tried the...
Chocolate banana. They go, well, really? I go chocolate banana, please, with a little protein powder in it, so I think I'm healthy.
You're a healthy guy. I love that.
Hey, I want to tell you about the main man. He's healthy. He's healthy in what he does. Anthony Caliendo, the business broker expert, is ready to help you sell your business, man. Hire the main man. Let him get going on marketing your business. Let's figure out what your business is worth. He's got a lot of people that have moved to South Florida that are looking for businesses just like yours right now. It could be a fast sell for you if you're interested. Hey, this guy's good. He really is. And once you meet him, I think, and I know there's a good chance you shake hands and Anthony's your guy. He's that good. I love being around this guy. He's super motivated, super positive, and he got more energy than any one man should ever have. Are you tired of the stress? Are you tired of the risk? Are you tired of the competition in your Are you tired of all the employees in your business? Are you tired of being tired every day you come home going, how much longer can I do this? Well, listen, if you're feeling like that as a business owner, maybe it's time to call Anthony Caliendo, who, again, doesn't matter what size, doesn't matter how specialized your business is, he can get it done. 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN, 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. He can take care of it. And by the way, free evaluation for you. It's a $2,500 value to find out what it's worth. Sit down with him. He'll go over everything. You guys agree on what it's worth, and he is off and running. Call him, 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. That's 1-800-843-6246. And ask for The Main Man or visit on the web at themainman.com.
All right, Joe, we're giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see this guy right here, Post Malone with Jelly Roll at Hard Rock Stadium June 8th. If you would like to enter, text the word CIRCLES, with CIRCLE with an S, C-I-R-C-L-E-S, to 20357. For more information, go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. This is a Live Nation show.
You'll be better now. Better now, for sure, with Post. Hey, by the way, let's get to Friday night, man. If you don't have plans, come out and join us, man, in Plantation. Woody, give him some information, will you, man? We got a great event. The whole QAM team's going to be out there.
Yes, it's at
and you can meet our boss. He'll be in the corner by himself. Good guy. Go ahead.
Why'd you have to say that?
No, go ahead. It's good.
Tabacone at Plantation Walk. It is starting at 6 o'clock. You get a whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. You don't even need to register. Stop on by. Come hang with us in Tabacone Plantation Walk on Friday, and it is presented by Ed Morse Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2024 Dealer of the Year, 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks. You can hit them up online at edmoresawgrass.com. You do need to be 21.
Yeah, he's got that place rolling over there. He really does. Buicks, Cadillacs, Chevys. Chris is fantastic, does a great job. Can't wait to have a couple of drinks with him and shoot the breeze. But he has been great and a big part of our radio station here. Love sports and doing a lot of business with lots of athletes, former and active, in South Florida right now.
I'm not an athlete, but I got a car there too.
Yeah, I know you did. I know. Well, you're kind of. You're kind of.
Pickleball counts?
No. You're roundabout because you talk about them. So you're kind of in the connection there.
You consider pickleball players elite athletes, I assume, right? Considering they're taking over your club.
They're taking over everywhere, man. Yeah. They can't put enough of those things up. Can't put enough of those.
Yeah, didn't get no itch to get out there and get a shot?
Not
nothing
a
yet?
Nope. Mm. Nope. Enjoy the other sport still. Enjoy the other sport. You got to come up with something better than always bringing that sport up every day.
I know that it bothers you, so I like to.
Well, if you played it, it would be one thing.
Don't put this back on
me.
Well,
you don't play it. You don't play anything.
I'll beat you.
You play beat me.
I'll beat you in pickleball.
No, you won't.
I challenge you.
Okay.
No, I won't.
You think you will since you don't play anything?
I think I absolutely would. Yes.
I've seen you play tennis.
Yeah, because you
no,
have
don't,
this
don't
weird
say thing. Don't it has nothing to do with that.
Self-taught.
You just don't play anything.
Hustler
you just, yeah.
play, way that you play.
One of those guys just
nonsense,
yaps and then
backspin
go.
Shots.
I'm like, all right. So you talk a lot. Guys go, hey, he talks a lot about piggy. Does he play a couple times a week? I go, he's played like once in his life. He was at a tennis tournament. He went over there and hit a few with his son.
Whatever. you're a hustler out there in the tennis court.
I'm not a hustler.
You go, oh, I only play Ira. I'm not that good. And you
now,
go
see,
out
now,
there and you're hitting these ridiculous.
Now you take a shot.
And somehow you hit those because you only play on clay and they have those stupid, what do they call those lines?
You know what they have on clay?
And you keep hitting them and the ball is bouncing all over the place. I don't know how you hit those things every time.
You played like once, like 20 years ago.
Yeah, and it wasn't fun playing with you.
Do you bitch about everything? Like
you're
whatever
also,
we
you're
do,
very
you
loud
always
out there.
Okay, is there anything else? Go ahead. And I control what court I want to be on
and
everything.
I'm just trying to get you to accept my pickleball challenge at this point, to be honest. So I figure if I push enough buttons.
You what?
Maybe you'll accept the challenge. It's like a fight. Like I'm trying to like get you riled up enough.
Do you have
to
a
accept.
Paddle?
This is like Rocky and Rocky when Clubber
no,
Lang.
Not,
Clubber
like
Lang
that.
Keeps you know
none of that has anything.
Clubber
to do
Lang
with
keeps
you.
Jabbing at him, right? And he's like, "You got to come out of retirement. You got to fight me, you bum." That's what I'm saying to you.
Okay. All right. Work on some of your buddies first, there, tough guy.
Oh, we had a big pickleball tournament at the last fantasy football draft. Very intense.
Was that when you had all the matching shirts on? You talking about that one?
We did.
Okay.
You should see some of the pictures from that pickleball tournament. Boy, things got really heated.
You know, okay.
It's a hell of a sport.
I'm glad you like it. It's good. A lot of people like it.
Because we do a lot of ping pong. We do like ping pong. That gets pretty fiery, but the pickleball, really.
All right. That's good. He'll put me to sleep talking about this. It's
you
great.
Can't relate because really, you play tennis. It's not intense.
It's really good stuff. Hey, by the way, Jeff Rimmer, former NHL broadcaster with the Panthers. Columbia. He's been around a long time. The Rim was down here when this thing started for the Panthers. And living here in South Florida now. And we'll talk to him about this whole thing with Sam Bennett. My God, man. Sam Bennett is the most hated human being right now in Canada. It's incredible. Over a hit, was it a penalty? I guess. From everybody tells me, yeah, it should have been a 2-minute. But it's not like, and a lot of people don't think it was that hit that did it. It was Reinhardt's fastball that hit him in the head, hit the goalie in the head in the first period that really caused all this, where he's shaking his head. And it is incredible. For a physical sport like football, that they're not watching to see whether guys are hitting their head and they get knocked off their feet and they get, you know, sideswiped and land on their head, that they're not checking for concussions. Concussions got to be the number one thing in that sport as well as the NFL. He gets hit with that puck. Nobody checks on
him. Well, I mean, in fairness, I pumped the brakes on that a little bit.
And they do their...
Joe, they're talking about this guy playing.
They're doing... Yeah.
That's...
And then that's
the optics of doing that, like, regardless, like, the optics of that are just so bad.
If he plays tonight...
He probably will, right?
No, I don't think...
He's back with the team. They say he's got a shot to play.
I don't think he'll play tonight. But if he does play, I don't want to hear about NHL player safety. I really don't. Please stop it. I know we heard it down here, and you guys don't really care about Tua. You'd never let him play. If they let this goalie play in the second game tonight after everything I've heard and everything, and then, you know, I've seen all these cheap shots that have been taking place. And by the way, Tampa Bay and Florida got after. You want to see some shots that are, like, questionable at each other. That thing, and I know you want to protect your goalie, like quarterbacks. I get it. By the way, two most important positions in sports, goalie and quarterback. Totally agree with everybody that says that. And you want to protect them. But does anybody really look at that? Anybody? I don't care if you live in Canada in some big hockey market. Does anybody out there really think that Sam Bennett should be suspended for that hit? There's a lot of people that think, including doctors that are up there, that he was concussed before that when he got hit with that puck in the head. And
good,
the reaction.
Good luck selling that up there in Toronto.
No,
on Toronto radio morning, Joe.
They're doing a history lesson of Sam Bennett. You know, Sam doesn't get the benefit of the doubt because they're going through his hits and he's throwing a guy down on the ice and he got a concussion back in 2023, and that's the pattern of this guy. And, so they literally are doing the whole history lesson. I guess they're showing highlights of Sam Bennett cheap hits or questionable hits and the whole thing. And by the way, if you haven't heard it, we're going to have it coming up for you because yesterday Paul Maurice responded to all the Sam Bennett stuff and what he saw. We'll have that for you. You don't want to miss that.
By the way, when we come back, we have some breaking NFL news this morning.
Okay, we like that.
We'll get to it when we come back.
Why am I thinking Aaron Rodgers?
Hey, No.
No, because he's about ready to sign with Pittsburgh. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T, nothing to mess with. And I had it, and I'm not proud of it, but I had it. And the only reason I'm telling you is because I found out every man has low T and ED sooner or later. Some guys in their early 40s, late 30s, 50s, half the men in their 50s get them both, ED and low T. 60s, 70s, you got no shot. Listen, bottom line is this, Atlantic Men Clinic, this is what they do. Atlantic Men's Clinic is going to take care of ED and low T, knock it out quickly. How would you like to get your energy level back? How would you like to start feeling really good again when you wake up one morning and go, this is the best I felt. What happened? And you go, my God, this Atlantic Men's Clinic thing really works. How about your sex drive being back? How about going through that for a month or two and going, oh my God, and my wife's making excuses, don't worry about it, it's not that important anymore. Like, oh no, hell no, hell no. I want to enjoy everything right till it's over and the big man takes me. I want to enjoy it, man. Atlantic Men's Clinic is taking care of a lot of guys with great results. Not good results, great results. But you got to set up that first appointment. You get the T, the PSA test done. You meet with their professionals. They're going to be there when you set up that appointment. Six locations in South Florida to serve you and great results waiting for you. But you got to set up that first one, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. I promise you, set up that first appointment, get started on the program. You will notice an amazing difference in how you feel and getting your sex drive back.